talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you
down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, we're giving away a free Devil Radio t-shirt to the third caller today. Devil Radio t-shirt designed by Crudy himself. I want to start by congratulating the Badger women's hockey team for winning the national championship. National championship's a big deal. It's very hard to do. They're stellar hockey programs in much of the United States, and congratulations to the women's hockey team. And the men's basketball team, you know, I'm graduated from UW Law School, followed Badger sports for a long time, and they had a heck of a season. They really did. They had a heck of a season. They got to the second round, lost to Baylor. No shame in that. Baylor's a tough team, so just salute and well done to the men's basketball program. A lot to talk about, and I'll tell you where I'm going to start. This frosts me quite a bit. You may remember that after January 6th, the insurrection, and after 140 members of the House of Representatives, Republicans, refused to accept the certification by all 50 states of the election results on November 3rd, and a number of senators refused to accept them, and the Republicans kept talking about fraud, which in fact ginned up the violence of the insurrection. Well over 100 companies, that normally contribute to Republicans said they would not contribute to any Republican candidate who refused to accept the certification of the election. As a principled stand, if you have people in office or aspiring to office who do not believe in the peaceful transfer of power, who refuse to accept the results of an election, you don't have a democracy ultimately. And a lot of these companies realize you can't have capitalism without democracy, and you can't have democracy if there's violence. So you can't have capitalism with violence. Well, they're starting to go back on their word. They're starting to chicken out. AT&T and Cigna have abandoned their promise to not fund Republicans who oppose certification. When push comes to shove and they think they can get some kind of a lobbying advantage, I'll tell you what, they put that over principle, and they put that over democracy, and they put that over the peaceful transition of power. So shame on them, quite frankly. Shame on them. I expect that some other companies will follow. I'm hoping that a number of the companies stick to their guns, stick to their word. But stay tuned and keep this in mind, and you can make it clear to AT&T and Cigna, if you have anything to do with them, if you're a customer, that you don't like that. You don't like the fact that they are contributing to people, forget party for a second, who don't believe in the peaceful transfer of power, who will not accept certification of the election by all 50 states. That includes their secretaries of state and their governors, many of them Republican. Republicans have lied. Said there is fraud. The sneaky way they get around it is they'll sometimes say, well, I don't know if there is fraud, but the fact that people think there's fraud means we have to investigate. The only reason people think there was fraud is because Republicans kept saying it and lying about it, including Trump, Giuliani, Don Trump Jr., Kevin McCarthy, a number of senators, Cruz, Rubio, Wormwood, Lindsey Graham, the rest of them. Hawley, Cotton, bad news. Then you have Devin Nunez, Gomer, Gossard. You have Lauren Boebert of Colorado. You have Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. Matt Gaetz. Mo Brooks of Alabama. These people are not serving the United States. They're not serving our country, our democracy. They're tumors, and they have corrupted our government. So stand by. AT&T and Cigna went back on their word, and let's see who else does. The congressman that I just named, many of them, I haven't named all of them, there are 13 members of the pro-Trump House Freedom Caucus who have opposed not only anything that Biden does, but anything that has bipartisan support in public policy or anything that has any bipartisan support in domestic policy. For instance, they're the ones that refuse to vote to give a medal to the brave officers who protected House members during the insurrection. In particular, Goodman, Officer Goodman, who was the one who led the mob away when they tried to get up into the Senate chambers and went the other way. These people vote against giving a medal. Well, now they voted against a bipartisan resolution that passed 398-14. Now, 398-14, how do you think you got 398 congressmen, Democrat and Republican, to go one way? Well, they did, and this is to condemn the Myanmar generals, what used to be Burma, for overthrowing the government, murdering protesters, and putting the elected head of the country in prison. That's pretty much a no-brainer. The China, communist China, is supporting the generals. They support authoritarianism. The West supports the elected president. So does India. So do our allies in the Pacific. 398 members of the House. Remember, there's only 435 members of the House. So 398 of them voted for a resolution, bipartisan foreign policy resolution, to condemn the generals and demand that they release the president, the woman who had won the Nobel Prize, by the way, the Peace Prize. 14 people did not vote for the resolution. They voted against it. 13 are members of the pro-Trump House Freedom Caucus. They will do anything to support authoritarianism anyway, starting with Trump. The 14th was this fellow from Kentucky who's even to the right of QAnon. And this is an interesting phenomenon. You better think about this and think about it very good. Everybody thinks Trump is far to the right and weird and QAnon as you can get. Well, that's not true. There have been instances where Trump has endorsed somebody who's reasonably to the right and a full-fledged certified wing nut who's truly over the edge on the right has run and won against Trump and his endorsement. And this guy in Kentucky is one of them. He is the guy who demanded at the height of COVID that all the members of the House come back to vote on something that was just ministerial, trivial, routine. But he was able to do it under House rules. They had to fly from Alaska. They had California. They came in. Some House members got COVID. Trump blasted them. Trump said he had no business being in the House. Trump. So did everybody else. Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy. And the guy had a primary from a fairly established right-wing nut himself. The guy creamed him. Or he's one of these ones. You have a couple of people, wing nuts, way, way out in the ozone, who are even beyond Trump. That party is a seriously sick party. In any event, 14 of them, the wing nut from Kentucky and the other 13 that I talked about in the House Freedom Caucus, some of whom I mentioned, all of them voted against the bipartisan resolution, and they voted to support the generals. You know, you might say, all right, Matt, come on, Matt. Occasionally you talk about foreign policy. you know, look, you know, you like history, I like history, but, you know, Burma, you know, you think of the King and I or something, you know, I mean, and not that that's the same. You think of Yul Brynner and, you know, a neat musical and, you know, maybe good Asian food, you know, with curry in it and all this kind of stuff. Look, the fact of the matter is that Asia is in turmoil. The Chinese communists are penetrating much and intimidating much of Asia. We have put together a coalition of Japan, South Korea, Australia, and others to stand up to them. Myanmar, the, you know, they look on themselves as an independent country, which they are. So when the generals who are pro-China turn around and they throw out the president, throw her in jail, and you don't want to be in one of their jails. You do not want to be in one of their jails. The House finally got together and supported this resolution. I mean, all that has to happen is have Biden say it, and he does say it. And really, maybe it doesn't matter if there's a resolution, but there's a resolution. And 13 members of the pro-Trump House Freedom Caucus, they're basically vandals, vote against it, and the wingnut from Kentucky. I don't know what it is about Kentucky. You know, Rand Paul, Moscow Mitch, the wingnut. Anyway, we're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.